Title, Data, Deals, and Diplomacy, Part 3, DOJ issues National Security Final Rule with new data compliance obligations for transactions involving countries of concern. Content, on January 8, 2025, the Department of Justice, DOJ, published its final rule addressing Executive Order, EO-14117, Preventing Access to Americans? Bulk sensitive personal data and United States government related data by countries of concern. With the final rule, the DOJ National Security Division, S Foreign Investment Review Section, FIRS, defines prohibited and restricted data transactions and outlines trusted data flows for companies with overseas operations involving countries of concern, including IT infrastructure. The general effect of the rule is to close front door access to bulk-sensitive personal data on U.S. persons and certain U.S. government-related data. Until now, or rather, April 8, 2025, when the majority of the rule becomes effective, nefarious actors could procure sensitive data through legitimate business transactions. We discussed the development of the new regulation in previous blogs, here and here, and the contours of the final rule are largely unchanged from the proposed rule. In this blog, we focus on some key clarifications and updates in the final rule. Then, we turn to what this final rule means for companies with operations in countries of concern and the questions every company with overseas IT infrastructure should be asking to know if these regulations might apply to them. 1. Updates in the final rule. There were no big surprises with the final rule, and it remains largely unchanged from the proposed rule. For the uninitiated, the rule prohibits or restricts a subset of covered transactions by U.S. persons involving covered data with covered persons. 1. The definitions of what is covered remain the same, even the bulk thresholds are the same as the proposed rule. However, below we highlight some of the key developments hidden among the minor clarifications and conforming edits. 1.1. Effective date and delayed compliance date. The rule sets an effective date of April 8, 2025 for every component of the rule except for specified compliance obligations. Those obligations, which include the due diligence and audit requirements from Subpart J and the reporting and record-keeping requirements of Subpart K, do not require implementation until October 6, 2025. Those delayed compliance obligations do not encompass the security requirements required for restricted transactions, and thus cybersecurity requirements established by CISA should be in place before engaging in any restricted transaction after April 8, 2025. 1.2. Expanded government-related location data list. The final rule substantially expands the government-related location data list from the 8 locations in the proposed rule to 736 locations in the final rule. These additional locations consist of commonly known Department of Defense sites and installations, such as bases, camps, posts, stations, yards, centers, or home port facilities for any ship, ranges, and training areas in the United States and its territories. In its discussion of this list, DOJ acknowledges that it plans to provide this list in a format that would be easy for developers to access and implement, e.g., .csv, .json. 1.3. New definition of human omic data. The final rule creates a new subdefinition of human genomic data. 4. Human omic data, which includes human epigenomic data, human proteomic data, and human transcriptomic data. Those three data categories have a bulk threshold of data on more than 1,000 U.S. persons. 2. These new definitions will have an impact on clinical and predictive research, particularly those implementing AI within their research. 2. Effects of the regulation. As Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson said last year, this regulation is built like sanctions and export controls and is expected to have real teeth. Any U.S. company with operations in the identified countries of concern, particularly with overseas IT infrastructure, will need to have a conversation about whether this regulation will affect their business. Companies need to know and understand the following: what data the company has or collects that might constitute sensitive personal data and/or government-related data as defined in the regulations. What business relationships and transactions allow access to the data? Who internally has access to the data? and what's occur.